Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I am back. Rudrance for Black and White Sports 2. Well, let's talk about Lamar Jackson, a person we have covered a great deal on this channel. So, there was a report that came out that there is somebody out there contacting NFL teams on behalf of Lamar Jackson, trying to get some movement going. We know he wants a contract. Now there's starting to be some reports that maybe he's backing off the fully guaranteed demand. Look, that's a step, Lamar. It is. Now, we don't know who the hell is negotiating or talking to these teams, because the NFLPA has come out and said that whoever it is that is contacting these teams, they are not certified to be negotiating on behalf of an NFL player. Now, look, I'm not trying to be clever here, but, you know, if Lamar Jackson's barber's baby's mama is the one calling around on teams, okay. I mean, that's fine. Have a cousin. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here, all right? God, this is one of these teams. These NFL franchises, when you're talking about handing out $200 to $250 million and you're dealing with billionaire franchises, look, you need an agent. You know, you really do. It's one of the worst decisions I have seen a player. I mean, how much money has he cost himself right now? Has he cost himself $40 million already? I mean, I'm just wondering, because he probably would have got a contract extension around the time that Josh Allen got one. Okay? And I've got several Lamar-related stories. They're all interconnected here. Two of them's going to be Florio. One of them's going to be CBS Sports. Per multiple sources, a representative for Jackson has contacted more than one team in an effort to spark negotiations aimed at a possible offer sheet. The representative is not certified by the NFL Players Association. As one source explained it, the person has said that Jackson does not want a fully guaranteed contract. Some regard this as an exercise in semantics, possibly, with Jackson still wanting a very significant amount, fully guaranteed, up to $200 million. I think that's actually the magic number to get this done. I'm not saying it should be, but I'm saying that feels like, I tell you what I think he wants. I think he wants about 5 years, $250 mil, $200 guaranteed. That's kind of what I think, okay? With one more non-guaranteed years on the back end. Quote, clubs are reminded that under Article 48 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement, player contracts may only be negotiated with a player if he is acting on his own behalf or the player's NFLPA certified agent. So we don't know, and it goes on to say, we don't know if the league is going to get involved. Now, there's a very important piece to this, okay? Lamar is this agent, has been telling people that he's ready to move on from the Ravens, that he wants out, like he's done in Baltimore. And frankly, I kind of feel like the Ravens are done with him too. And I think we have felt that for a while. Again, several people have brought this up. Boomer Esiason brought it up a couple of weeks ago when they were talking about Lamar and the Jets. that the feeling is Lamar quit on the Ravens last year, okay? And that's a thing that's gone around truly in league circles, and it's causing a major issue. Now, the fact that he may be backing off a fully guaranteed contract, that may help. Okay, that may help. I think a lot of us are still surprised. Several teams, including the Colts and the Falcons, may be inclined to make a run at signing Jackson, a former league leader in passing touchdowns, who also holds the record for most yards rushing by a quarterback in a single season. It may ultimately come down to whether or not any team is willing to give up so much to acquire him. If not, Jackson will play 2023 under the tag, unless he goes the Le'Veon Bell route and sets out the season. That would be a terrible idea. I mean, Lamar, in my opinion, with his skill set, he better not set out. Now, look, we don't even know what Deshaun Watson is right now. He did not look good last year. Deshaun Watson did not look good, and he set out, what, 2 years? I mean, Cleveland could literally be sitting there with a quarterback that they don't know is whether or not he's any good anymore. Did your skills deteriorate while you set out? We all know that didn't go well for Le'Veon Bell either. His career was never the same. Now, the text of the article pointed out that the person is claiming Lamar doesn't want a fully guaranteed contract. He's ready to move on. That last part caused some Raven fans to, quote, well, lose their shit. They accused me of making up the idea that he's ready to move on. They came after Florio, by the way. So let's get this. So think about this. If someone has been calling around other teams on Lamar's behalf, and look at this, and that's 1,000,000% true, if mathematically possible. So Florio is saying he has confirmed someone is calling around the teams on behalf of Lamar. He has confirmed that. What is the person saying in answering the question? Please apply common sense. Is he saying to other team, Lamar is ready to move on from the Ravens? Or is he saying, hi, you don't know me, I don't know you. We haven't worked together in the past. We likely won't work together in the future, but I need a favor. Lamar really wants to stay with the Ravens. Would you consider signing him to an offer sheet with the Ravens? Would then match? What's in it for you? Well, nothing, so on and so forth. So what he's saying is the likelihood of somebody calling around on behalf of Lamar, which Florio just said, that's 1,000,000% true. So that's happening. Somebody's calling around on behalf of Lamar. He's saying that person would not be doing it if part of the equation was not Lamar wants out of Baltimore. Now, whether or not a team is going to be willing to do it, we don't know. Okay, the big sticking point in all this was the Deshaun Watson contract, and that's what he wanted, fully guaranteed. If he backs off of that, the likelihood of him getting traded will start to move upwards. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and be naive enough that nobody is going to pay Lamar if he doesn't want a full. If he does not want a full, fully guaranteed contract, then some teams will start sniffing around on this. Okay, he just simply wasn't getting that. Now, do I think he's getting $200 million fully guaranteed? I doubt it, but I guess there's a chance. Okay, now, that sort of leads me into, I've said all along, and I'll continue to say it, the Falcons make so much sense here if he was to get traded. Now, that kind of leads me into the next thing. Baker Mayfield is a quarterback of the Tampa Bay Bucs right now, okay? He's supposedly going to compete with Kyle Trask, and he should probably win that job. All right? I've talked about the fact, really and truly, the Saints and Derek Carr, that overall Saints team is pretty good. We know Derek Carr is pretty good. But there's still a chance that, for whatever reason, the Saints might shit the bed. Are we here to believe that Baker Mayfield in that division can at least keep the Buccaneers competitive? I'm not so sure Baker can't win 8, 9, maybe 10 games in that weak-ass division. And it is weak. I mean, Atlanta, let's be real. Desmond Ridder, come on. They don't have a starting quarterback in Atlanta. All right? And the Carolina Panthers are either going to have a rookie C.J. Stroud or a Bryce Young. Now, I think either one of those guys are going to end up being good quarterbacks. It's very possible they both hit. But we don't expect a lot of them in their rookie years. So what I'm saying here is, to tie this back around to Lamar, look, if the Falcons were to go out and say, let's say they give him 5 years, 250, 190 guaranteed, and they get, and they do have weapons on that Falcons team, by the way. Let's say they get Lamar. I mean, are the Falcons are certainly going to be competitive to win the division with Lamar Jackson at starting quarterback. All right. The Colts. Interesting. That is interesting. You know, that's a weak division too. So if you're a couple of those teams, you certainly got to look at the division and the situation in the division. All right, the division you're in, AFC South, you know, NFC South. Lamar Jackson could certainly help you win either one of those weak-ass divisions. Okay, I'll be the first to say Lamar is lacking something on the passing side of the quarterback position. But if he's healthy, I mean, he would probably be the best quarterback in the NFC South. So, yeah, I mean, immediately the Falcons have to be considered at least among the three teams that could win, all right? So, anyway, and I wanted to bring up Baker Mayfield because I think the automatic thought is the Buccaneers are going to be an afterthought and they're going to be a dumpster fire. Well, with Blaine Gabbert and Kyle Trask, yeah, they got no shot. With Baker and Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, and they probably draft a tight end and maybe draft a running back. And there's rumors they're looking at Zeke as a third down back or a goal line guy and or both. Tampa Bay's not just going to automatically fall off the map. Okay. I think this is a Baker resurgence year. If it would not shock me if Baker Mayfield actually throws 25 touchdowns this year. Does a 25-12 kind of situation in Tampa. They got offensive talent. They do. Sure up the offensive line, and then everybody sees. So, anyway, I wanted to talk about the Lamar Jackson thing, and then I also wanted to at least touch on how I felt about Baker Mayfield ending up with the Buccaneers and saying, hey, that's at least interesting for the Buccaneers. It is. Tell me what you think. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.